Something called a business improvement area, or BIA, has become a hot topic in Seattle's University District. Here's how it works. Local businesses pay additional taxes to support more security, street cleaning, and marketing for the neighborhood. Right now, the city council is considering a proposal to expand the current business improvement area in the U District. At a public hearing on the issue yesterday, the council heard that not everyone in the U District is on board. In the interest of full disclosure, KUOW is in the proposed business improvement area, and the University of Washington holds our broadcast license. Now, earlier today, I talked to people on both sides of this issue. Kate Barr is the business manager at Scarecrow Video. Doug Campbell owns Bulldog News on University Way. He supports the expanded business improvement area.
For me, the new BIA is really, it's an effort to create a sense of place in the university district. And anyone who's been to the neighborhood recently knows that we need that.
What do we lack now in the university district that the BIA would bring?
I would say that if you work here or live here, you probably are well aware of the issues that our neighborhood has. We have a street disorder issue. We could use more security than we have at present. We have aesthetics issues with just keeping our sidewalks in good shape and clear and an inviting place for the rest of the city to come to. The U District has deteriorated on those measures for a number of years, and there really is going to be a lot of work to change the direction. The current business improvement area spends about $150,000 a year sweeping the streets. The new business improvement area, with a large contribution from the University of Washington, would have a much larger budget, much more to the scale of what the needs are, including needs for social service support and other things along those lines.
Kate Barr, you're with the Scarecrow Video. You're a few blocks away from the Ave, the center of the business district.
Yes.
You're not in favor of this idea of the BIA. Why?
I'm not in favor of the plan that they're putting forward, mainly because I feel like it's very centric towards the Ave, and it isn't directly addressing issues that would affect us over on Roosevelt Way and other parts of it. So my understanding is the current outline is basically up and down the Ave, and they are the primary recipients of that tax, as it should be. That's exactly as it should be. So now what they're proposing is to dramatically expand the area, you know, 5-6 times larger than what it is, without offering comparable benefits to the ratepayers in that expanded area.
Doug, what's your response to that? You're with Bulldog News on the Ave. Kate's with Scarecrow Video, that's a bit off the Ave, and she doesn't feel as though this is going to benefit where her business is.
I would just say, though, if we're going to build a sense of place here, this is something that can't be done just based upon the for-profit motives of the people who were on the Ave trying to make money out of their property or their businesses. We will be a much stronger neighborhood improvement area if we basically create a circle of people, draw circumference from the new light rail station and say, we are the body of a community, mm-hmm. and we are going to make decisions together as a community. I do think that there's a chance here of the perfect being the enemy of the good. What I see happening and what I've seen happening for the last 3 years is a whole lot of people focusing on the common good. And I see another danger of all that work being tossed when in some ways it's the hope for the neighborhood.
Okay.
And to just have a neighborhood focused on profit-making entities making their profits, that's what we've had. And it doesn't work. It hasn't worked.
So I hear what you're saying. And if I believed that what this proposal was reflecting what you were saying, I think I would be totally on board with it. But my concern is that this is really an economic tax that's being sold as a civic tax, meaning that this is a tax that's going to have direct economic benefits to certain businesses, organizations, groups within the U District, but it's being sold as a civic tax, meaning this is for a greater good.
Doug, does the proposal fail if the boundaries are redrawn?
I feel like I need Kate involved with the U District partnership to make the kind of neighborhood I'm interested in being part of. So I hope we figure out a way to work this out.
I agree. I mean, it would be nice if if we could go forward and have a sense of a greater community. But I think that what we saw at the council meeting yesterday is that this has created a sense of divisiveness. Now, granted, not everybody is going to be on board. So you're right. You're not going to ever have the perfect solution. But I think that there are enough issues in this that don't make sense for us to go forward with this. Change is happening. Yes, it would be wonderful to direct this, but it doesn't necessarily follow that we move forward with a plan that is as flawed as this one is.
That's Kate Barr from Scarecrow Video on Roosevelt. She opposes the business improvement area expansion in the University District. Doug Campbell, owner of Bulldog News on University Way, supports it. The University of Washington and the University District Partnership, a coalition of local businesses and residents, have been pushing for this expansion, but they've met opposition from some local businesses and residents who would be taxed under the plan. The business improvement area proposal is currently before the City Council. A decision will be made in coming weeks.